In the Parshas Kedoshim, the famous Posuk Vahavta Recho Kamoicho. So there seems to be a machlekes in the Medrash. It's a famous thing. Ben Azai Oimer, it's in the middle here. Sefer Tolos Odom, Zeh Sefer Tolos Odom, Zeh Klal Godol Bat Torah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, V'Havta Reicho Kamoicho, Zeh Klal Godol Bat Torah. Actually, the Loshen, if you look at the bottom, in the Das Kenim, is that Ben Azai Oimer, the bottom line, Zeh Sefer Tolos Odom, Godol Yoiser. That's even a greater principle. The Sefer Tolos HaOdom, that this is Odom, Odom Rishon, was created with Tzelem Elohim, that's even greater than V'Havta Reicho Kamoicho. But there's Machlekes. He says V'Havta Reicho Kamoicho, and then it continues with Ben Azai. Shaloi Teimar. You shouldn't say, because if it's only based on V'Havta Reicho Kamoicho, then you might say, Hoyel V'Nisbazesi Yisbaze Chaveray. I became embarrassed. It's happening to me. So Kamoicho, he could also be embarrassed. Not so terrible. Chaveray imi. Hoyovin is kalkalti. His kalkal gam chaveray imi. So memela, I would be less zohir in situations where I myself are suffering it. So he could also suffer because it's only Kamoicho. Omer Rabbi Tanchuma, imasiso kein dalemi atomevase. If you did this, you have to know who your mavaze. Bid Musa lekima also isoy. It says sefer tolos odom, and the pasuk continues biyoyim baroy lekima odom. Bid Musa lekima also isoy. He's created b'tzelem elikim, and therefore, even if you yourself were and maybe were soivel and could be soivel, such embarrassment. But not for somebody else. How can you do it? He's with Tzelem Elohim. So there's a Meforish in the Medrash, Yedei Moshe. So he explains as follows, right in the middle of the thing. What's going on here? One day is, that's Rabbi Akiva, that through V'Havta Reicho Kamoicho, because Rav HaMitzvahs are Bein Ol Mechavera. V'echod Oimer B'Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim Tizkayim HaTorah. The other Shita says, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim V'Ushma Yisroel. V'echod Oimer Ki Yem Yovin Ho'odom Shehu Poyel Ho'keel. If a person understands that he is the creation, he's the worker, the work of the Creator, Hashem, Lo Yuchal Lasos Shumra, he can't possibly do anything wrong. Ki Mershoyim Yetzei Resha. Because from Rishoyim comes out Resha, and he's not v'hanivra b'tzelem elokim lo yasera. So he says that this is Ben Azai's approach, that zeh sefer tolos ha'odom is more, according to the way the Das Kenim says it, and the power of that is because that's even more than v'havta reicho kamoicho. And he explains that the power is because if a person realizes that he's the creation of Hashem, he's created b'tzelem elokim. So I said, it's not shaykh for him to do something bad. Now, if you think about it, it's a little bit strange because l'maisa v'havta reicho kamoicho encompasses so much. It encompasses love of every fellow Jew. It encompasses madalochsani l'chavrach l'savid, that anything that would be hateful to me, that I wouldn't want be done to me, I shouldn't do to someone else. It's so widespread in its expanse, in the depth of caring, in the depth of sensitivity, love, v'havta. It's true, you're not over unless you hurt him, but the mitzvah is to love him. Loving means to mamish, to love him, to be concerned, the Ramban says, about every aspect of his existence, kamoicho, just like you're concerned about every aspect of your existence. And it's a deep felt emotional love, caring, and the Chazal compare it to the reason you wouldn't hurt him, because if one hand cut the other, you're not going to punish it by cutting it off, because it's one person, we're one goof, it's kamoicho, it's this is what we are, Klal Yisrael. It has such far-reaching power and ramification. And yet, it seems that Ben Azai held that if a person focuses that he's created B'Tzelem Elokim, he can do no evil. He can't do B'Tzelem Elokim. I see. I'm mamish like Hashem. I'm created in the Mirushoyim Yetzer Resha. Not me. I'm Poyel Hokel. Lo Yuchal Lasay Shum Devoro. Because I never B'Tzelem Elokim Lo Yasero. It has such a power that it seems from Ben Azai that it can be, it's a greater power because it's because in other words, it's true that V'Avtarecha Kamoicha may have a shortcoming that he'll say, oh, Kamoicha like me, but I don't mind, so I could do it to him. That might be. But what about all the other power that V'Avtarecha Kamoicha has? The Teretz is the Yediyah that I was created, B'Tzelem Elokim, has all of that power. Everything that love can accomplish, everything that sensitivity can accomplish, everything that all of the zehirus on all the mitzvahs, and all the mechaveroi that v'avtarecha kamoicha can accomplish, knowing that I'm B'Tzelem Elokim, I cannot do. I can't do no wrong. The tzora then must be that we're not focused enough on the fact that we're B'Tzelem Elokim. If a person would recognize, I guess in English, his own godliness, his own godlus, And it's not stama godless, but the chasreu ma'at me elikim. It's like it's not shayach. It's the level like I heard many years ago from the Rosh Yeshiva, and the same thing I heard from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on Kedoshim Tiyu, where the Sifri says Kedoshim Tiyu ani Hashem elikechem. So the Sifri says Yochel Kamoini. You might think Kedoshim Tiyu should be just like Hashem. Talmud Lomer ani Hashem elikechem. Seems that there's a Havamina. They both said the same point. It seems that there's a Havamina. If it only said Kodesh to you, Kodesh, Mufrash, it should be above and beyond, like HaKodesh Baruch Hu himself. Mamish, I have a Havamina that if the Torah said Kodesh to you, I would think I should be just like Hashem. Talmud Loimer, not quite. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's the godless Odom. That's what it means to be created B'Tzelem Elokim. And this is a power that's beyond the Avo, beyond the Achvus, the Re'acho, that the sense of Reus which connects us as one. We're one goof, and the Mele, we wouldn't hurt the other part of the goof that hurt us. And all of that, this all can be accomplished and more. If a person realizes that he's created B'Tzelem Elokim, he can't. How can a godly human being act in an ungodly way? And it really, it means that there's a tremendous machayev to be focused. And this is really what the Alter did in so many of the shmuzin, constantly elevating and elevating and recognizing the godlus that a person has, because with the image of godlus, with the image of Tzelem Elokim, with the image that he is mamish, has this godliness in him, then he can't bring himself to do anything that's below the dignity of a divine being, so to speak. Mamele, it has more power than anything else. Obel Amaisa, we find that there are a lot of interference with this recognition, even when we have it. It's interesting on the posuk of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisiten Michshol. So there's two Gemaras that are brought here on the side. One is where the Iser of a person to hit B'nai HaGodl, that he's over Lifnei Iver Lo Yisiten Michshol, because the kid is big, he'll hit him back. He's over Bar Mitzvah, whatever, so therefore he's not allowed to hit him. There was a whole Maisa there that this Shifcha, she reprimanded someone because he did such a thing. And the other is a Gemara, famous Gemara, that says Kol Mishi Yesh Lo Mos Umal Ve'Oisa B'Lo Yedim Oiver Mishum B'Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol. If you have money and you lend it without Edim, you're also Oiver L'Lifnei Iver. Why? Because you give this guy a temptation. You created a temptation. He has a temptation that you lent it to me. There's no Edim. I can deny it. And there's no shtar. And there's nothing. And Memela, you tempt him to, and same thing over here. You hit this B'nai HaGodl. It's extremely tempting when someone hits you, even if it's your father, not to hit him back. So Memela, you've tempted a person. The question is, why is that Lifnei Iver? The other cases of Lifnei Iver, you give an Eitzah, Shein or Hegenes, the guy thinks it's a good Eitzah, so he's blind. You put some stumbling block in front of him, you feed Yayin to a Nozer, and he doesn't know that it's wine, so that's Lifnei Iver. He's blind, he doesn't know, and you're machshu him. Over here he knows what he's doing. the ban that at 13 years old, you certainly taught him by now, you're not allowed to hit your father. A person who's borrowing money, he certainly knows he's mechuyev to pay it back, even if there's no edim, the chiyev is there. So like the teretz is, temptation is blinding. That even though we know, a person can know the godless, the tzelem elikim, the v'haftarecho kamoicho, the kibbut avveim, he knows all the yesoides, the yesoide hadas. But temptation, putting in an nesoyon to do an avera, is not sat an nesoyon, and there's a milchoma between the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara, and hopefully the yetzer tov will win. No, there's a blindness there. He's an iver. When you put someone in a matzav that's tempting him to do an avera, you've temporarily blinded him. You've done something to compromise his vision. And the mela, the iver, the love, that's what the Gemara says of lifnei iver, l'sitei michshol, because you created the iver and you created the michshol. Otherwise, there's no shaychus to the concept of lifnei iver. So, lemaisa, even though we know that we have such a high level motivation to do what's right in knowing that I'm created b'tzelem elokim, it's that shein, a human being has to know that there are blinders. Temptation is blinding. And therefore we have to constantly focus and refocus and not let ourselves be blinded by the temptation. And when a person learns Musar and he understands what, you know, what life is all about, what his purpose is, what his chiyav is, so it helps to remove the blinders. And there's something else that seems to be able to remove blinders too. And it's a little bit of a different context. Rashi explains that on the if the lifnei iver, Rashi explains that it's about talking about an eitzer sheino higenes. You give a guy a business eitzer, but in reality, you're not mechaven for his benefit. You're mechaven for your benefit. If he does this, you'll be able to do this, and you'll be able to come out ahead to make a profit. So it's really not for his benefit. And lemaisa, you're thinking, nobody's going to know. I'll tell you that I really thought it was for your benefit. I thought it was a good stock dip. I didn't have anything in mind for myself, and I made a mistake. So the Torah says at the end, lifnei iver l'sitei michshol, v'yoreisa me'elokecho ani Hashem. So the Torah repeats again, v'yoreisa elokecho, on a dover hasom, amosur lelev, it's the lashon of Rashi, people can't know. So it's something that's mosul lelev, and you could fool yourself. And you could fool people. People wouldn't know. So it says Yoreis Ve'Elokecho, Hashem knows. But it does seem that the Gemara says many times Otu Barishi Askinon. We're not only talking about Rishoyim who intentionally give an Eitzah Sheino Genes. The Pashtus is we're also talking about Rishoyim who accidentally. Yeah, I really think I meant well. I thought I meant well. I fooled myself. You know, the temptation thing, the blindness thing, for my own benefit and gain, I fooled myself into thinking that I'm going to benefit. I'm going to help him, but in reality, it was my own benefit. So what's the Reis of Elokecho? What is the Reis of Elokecho doing? I'm not afraid. I'm doing something good. I've fooled myself that I'm doing something good. Vaisdois, that the Reis of Elokecho has the power to dispel even rationalizations. The Reis of Elokecho, when a person knows, focuses. Hashem is watching. Hashem knows. So even if a person is rationalizing, that realization, of course, I mean it for his benefit. Somebody knows that what you really mean, that has the power even to something which is not a conscious, intended deceit or attempting to hurt someone or to benefit myself, but the Yoreis Elokecho has that power. But it seems also that the Torah had to say, Rashi says, V'yoreis Elokecho had to be written here. V'yoreis Elokecho is written all over. We know Hashem knows. That's Yosevi Hadas. That Hashem is in control of everything, and He knows everything. Now we learned the Mitzrayim, Anochi Hashem Elokecho. I remember it every day when I maskid Siyas Mitzrayim, Mi Mitzrayim Galtonu, Kol B'chayim Aroto, B'chor Chogolto, Old Ashkocha Protis, everything, Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows Masha B'Liboy too.
So what? The teres is, it's not enough that I know in the general sense. I have to focus it. I have to shine the light of Yirah Shamayim on the specific situation. I am now giving an Eitzah. I maybe believe that this Eitzah is a good Eitzah, but I might be fooling myself. Yirah Shamayim. No. The Areseh Elokecha, right now in this posuk, it needs specific musa, specific focus, specific attention. It's not enough my general Yirah Shamayim that's going to protect me from this, but I have to shine it and focus it specifically. And therefore, anything that's Mosul Lelev, the Torah specifically writes the Areseh Elokecha to remind us that it's a specific focus on this. Because the general sometimes, especially with temptation, that blinds us, that even though a person has such godlus, but when he's blinded by temptation, it's not enough that he knows that Hashem is there, but he focuses it. That's what Musar is, to focus the attention, and in that way he's able to control something which otherwise would have overpowered him.